This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The European Union and Britain on Thursday struck a post-Brexit trade deal to cushion the economic blow of the UK's imminent departure from the single market after 10 months of negotiations. A deal is done, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson tweeted. We have finally found an agreement, said the president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. She added that the deal is a good one and that the single market will be fair and remain so. Britain formally left the EU in January after a deeply divisive referendum in 2016, the first country to split from the political and economic project that was born as the continent rebuilt in the aftermath of World War II. London remains bound by the EU's rules during a transition period that runs until midnight on December 31st, when the UK will leave the bloc's single market and customs union. Economists expect both economies, already weakened by the coronavirus epidemic, to take a hit as supply chains are disrupted and costs mount, but the threat of a return to tariffs will have been removed, and relations between the former partners will rest on better footing. And in other news related to the coronavirus pandemic, the first 10,000 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine reached Chile on Thursday. The country has ordered 10 million doses. It plans to inoculate health workers in the hardest-hit sectors first. Mexico received 3,000 doses of the vaccine on Wednesday. Costa Rica was to receive Pfizer doses on Thursday, while Argentina was expecting the first doses of Russia's Sputnik COVID-19 vaccine on the same day. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A court in Pakistan on Thursday ordered the release of a British-born militant convicted of murdering American journalist Daniel Pearl. Pearl, who was kidnapped and beheaded in the southern city of Karachi in 2002. The decision by Sindh High Court comes months after it sparked outrage for overturning the murder conviction and death sentence of Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh and acquitted three other men connected to the case. An appeal against the acquittals, which is ongoing in Pakistan's Supreme Court, had effectively halted their release, but defense lawyers argued against their continued detention in the south of the country. Sheikh, a seasoned jihadist who once studied at the London School of Economics and has a history of kidnapping foreigners, was arrested days after Pearl's kidnapping and later sentenced to death by hanging. In January 2011, a report released by the Pearl Project at Georgetown University following an investigation into his death made chilling revelations claiming that the wrong men were convicted for Pearl's murder. The investigation, led by Pearl's friend and former Wall Street Journal colleague Azra Nomani and a Georgetown University professor, claimed the reporter was murdered by Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the alleged mastermind of the September 11, 2001 attacks in the U.S., and not Sheikh. Pearl was South Asia's bureau chief for the Wall Street Journal when he was abducted in Karachi in January 2002 while researching a story about Islamist militants. U.S. President Donald Trump has vetoed the annual defense bill, which would have funded the Pentagon with more than $740 billion. Trump has long voiced displeasure with the bill, calling it very weak and saying he would veto it if it didn't repeal the Communications Decency Act, which shields social media companies from content liability not available to most media companies. Trump also wanted to strip out language that would have renamed some military facilities, now named after Confederate leaders. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the lower chamber would vote December 28th to override Trump's veto. Congress has until January 2nd to override the veto. And U.S. President Donald Trump has warned he would hold Iran responsible in the event of a fatal attack on Americans in Iraq as the first anniversary of the killing of a top Iranian general in U.S. airstrikes approaches. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.